back on this heaven sent day with the 10 commandments of financial setups in Microsoft Dynamics 365 Business Central. So the first one is, thou shall use totaling accounts.
Thou shalt. That is correct. Do you like the use of the King James font
and, I like
and,
it, yeah.
and styling? And,
yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
We'll let our listeners see it on the show notes. Ken really did a good
job. So, yeah, so what does that mean, thou shalt use totaling accounts? Well, in the chart of accounts in Business Central, you have the ability to create what we call totaling accounts. And those are kind of like headers and footers within a section. So, for example, you could create a totaling account, have a begin total called current assets. Mm-hmm. And then you create all your individual posting accounts within there, like cash, accounts receivable, and everything. And then you have an end total called total current assets. And there's functionality to bold those and sum up all the accounts between that gap, right? That's in that range. And so what we're saying is you should use those, mm-hmm. right? Some people are hesitant to use those
really?
Because in their old system, they didn't have those. Mm. And they want to use their current chart of accounts. And let's just stick with that.
Yeah.
Well, if you do, you're not really taking advantage of the full features and capabilities of Business right. Central.
Don't always be afraid of change. Gotcha. Yeah. Number two, thou shalt use dimensions for segmented financial reporting. This is a big one. I'm surprised you put it at number two.
Yes. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. The order, that's a good point. Is this, I don't know if this is a
The Ten Commandments aren't in order. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's any order. You know, I think I... use dimensions for segmenting your financial reporting. So let's say you have different departments within your organization, right? Those should be dimensions. Or you have territories or customer classes or product groups. Those are all examples of dimensions. Mm-hmm. What we see some people trying to do is incorporate those segments into the chart of accounts themselves. So for example, within like telephone expense is a GL account. But sometimes we'll see people have one GL account that says telephone expense admin, another account, telephone expense sales and marketing, another one, telephone expense production.
IT, whatever, yeah.
Yeah. What you're doing there is you're making your chart of accounts too long, and you're not taking advantage of the features again and functionality. Where if you want to add a new department in the future, you don't want to have to add 40 new GL accounts, mm-hmm. right? And then customize how your financials are built. Use dimensions for that purpose.
Have you seen Business Central customers not use dimensions?
Yes.
Really?
So on occasion, someone will say, well, this is really our only, quote, dimension. It's like breaking down sales by product types or something.
Gotcha.
And you could make an argument why that could be fine to stay away from dimensions for that. Mm-hmm. But we always say, you know, you want your chart, when you design and build your chart of accounts, it should be static. You should not be adding new accounts throughout the year. Or on an ongoing basis. That chart of accounts should be well thought out once created and then never change.
Gotcha.
And then you use dimensions when you come up with a new product type, customer class,
right.
department.
Kind of segment. Yep.
Right? And,
gotcha.
And it's a much better way to do it.
All right. Number three, thou shalt only use dimensions for financial reporting purposes.
This is the opposite of the last one. This says don't overuse dimensions. The intent and purpose of dimensions is to provide segmented financial reporting. Mm-hmm. So meaning an income statement, right? A financial view of your data. You don't want to use dimensions for things like that could otherwise be handled by an item category code, right? Is this computer supplies? Is this cycling
gotcha.
Gear or furniture, right? To use the Business Central
right.
Cronus database.
Yeah.
If you don't need to segment your financial data, using those, don't use dimensions. Use an item category code or item attributes or an item inventory posting group. Mm-hmm. There are other ways to classify your customers and items and other things through other than dimensions. So try to only use dimensions for those things where you have a financial GL focus.
Okay, that makes sense. Number four, thou shalt use GL account subcategories.
Right, so this is a relatively new feature in the world of Business Central, where they created what they call GL account categories and subcategories. The categories are hard-coded. Those are fixed.
Okay.
Those are things like assets, liabilities, equity, sales, cost of goods, and expenses.
Right.
You can't change those. Those are like accounting principles.
Okay.
Right? However, you can build your own subcategories. So within assets, you may have one subcategory called cash and equivalents, another subcategory called accounts receivables, another one called fixed assets, and so on.
Okay.
And a lot of people aren't using those. We're seeing a lot of people, they're not taking the time to build the subcategories and assign the subcategories to their accounts.
Is it because this is just a feature that is specific to Business Central, or do you know if this is...
Well, the reason it's not used is because I think people don't want to have to go through all their accounts and assign them to one of these codes, right? Because
okay.
that you have to actually go in and do it.
Yeah,
right?
It takes time. Yeah,
like it doesn't miraculously just
pop
snap
up
your
for
finger
you, yeah.
and right? So there's that, but also maybe they don't understand the benefit. And the benefit is that once you have all of your accounts assigned to these subcategories that are well thought out, you actually can go into the account categories page and auto generate all of your account schedules, financial statements, using
Great.
Those.
Yeah.
So it auto builds an income statement, a balance sheet, cash flows, statement of cash flows, and something else, retained earnings statement, I think. You should use those.
Yeah, put in a little bit of work to get a lot of benefit in the end.
Right.
All right, number five, thou shalt honor the direct posting field.
Right. So on every GL account record, there's a little checkbox field called direct posting. This flag is checked or turned on by default. What that means is when you create a posting account, it means that a user could go in, if this box is checked, direct posting, they could do a journal entry to this account. They could enter a purchase invoice and post it directly, like computer supplies, office mm-hmm. expenses, right? However, a lot of GL accounts, are used in what we call posting groups. And like accounts receivable, accounts payable, inventory, those accounts are set up in what we call posting groups.
Mm-hmm.
You should turn off direct posting for any account that is used in a posting group.
Hmm.
What that does is that ensures that the only time that account gets hit is when it's used through those posting groups. And it means we can reconcile the system and keep it reconciled at all times.
Nice, very nice. Number six, going back to posting groups again, thou shalt minimize posting groups.
Right. So thou shalt minimize posting groups. Again, this is kind of like thou shalt only use dimensions for financial reporting purposes. We're saying don't overuse them. So someone says, well, hey, we've got this thing called customer posting groups. It allows us to break apart our customers into different groups.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could use posting groups to classify your customers and say, these are enterprise customers, these are government customers, these are small business customers.
Right.
You could do that. What we're saying is, don't overuse those for that purposes, because the primary purpose of posting groups is to drive activity to the general ledger. And you don't want to overbuild that to where it's so many records and so complex that people can't look at those posting groups and understand why certain activities hit in certain accounts. You know,
gotcha.
So try to minimize it to say, well, we've only really got four different product GL accounts. So let's have four posting groups then, right?
Gotcha.
Don't use those for other purposes. Other things.
Number seven, thou shalt not combine bank accounts into a single GL account.
Yep. So what this means, this gets into when you set up your bank accounts. So let's say you have an account at First National Bank.
Okay.
And then you have an account at Chase Bank. You would want to be able to reconcile both of those accounts in Business Central. Well, in order to use the bank rec functionality cleanly, where it's in sync with your general ledger, you want to have a one-to-one relationship. Each bank account links directly to one GL account.
One-to-one.
You don't want to have it set up where you have multiple bank accounts that point to one GL account. You will have difficulty reconciling that at the end of the month. So for each bank account that you want to be able to reconcile, have a separate GL account for that.
One-to-one relationship, got it.
Yep.
Number eight, thou shalt only use a GL account for a single purpose in posting groups.
Right. So in order to be able to cleanly reconcile the system, you really should only use a GL account for one purpose. Here, let me give you an example. So in Business Central, we have what's called an inventory account and an inventory interim account, right? Those are two different setup fields in your inventory posting setup.
Okay.
Could we just use one GL account as both the inventory account and the inventory interim account? Yes.
Okay.
You could. And we do have customers that do that.
I feel a butt coming.
Because we're all, no one's perfect.
Right.
Right. However, you know, if those balances get out of sync, it becomes very difficult to troubleshoot why if you have that same account used as both for both purposes. Whereas if you were to have one GL account called inventory and another account called inventory interim and use those separately, we can much more easily reconcile those and find out which one's off and why.
Gotcha. Number nine, thou shalt only have one WIP account or WIP account, whatever you prefer to say.
Yep, work in process.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're a manufacturer or do an assembly, when you go in to set up your inventory posting groups, let's say you have a raw material and a finished good. Those are two different inventory groups that you have. It appears when you're setting that up as if you could assign one WIP account to your raw material items and a separate WIP item for your finished goods.
Okay.
Right? It would allow you to set up two different WIP accounts.
Okay.
However, when you're building a production order and processing a production order, when you consume items, raw material items, it's going to use that WIP account. And when you post output, it's going to use the finished goods WIP account, which means they will never clear.
Yeah.
So effectively, you can really only use one WIP account that will then clear and reconcile against the general ledger.
That makes sense. All right, number 10 looks like a biggie to me. So thou shalt not delete the GL accounts.
Right.
Is this common?
It is, unfortunately. People attempt to. So over years and years, right, again, then this kind of goes back to we want to use dimensions, right? We want to have a static chart of accounts. So the same way I said, you don't want to be adding accounts throughout the year. You also shouldn't ever need to delete an account, right? But every once in a while, someone goes, I want to delete that account. That's old garbage. It's a legacy account. We're not using it anymore. I don't want to see it. Okay, well, that's fine. Go ahead and block it.
Yeah, right? Don't delete it.
Block it. Keep it in there. And just know that no one's going to be using it anymore. Yeah. Even change the description and say blocked or inactive or not used. Uh-huh. But keep it in there. And the reason is because if you've been running financial statements and account schedules and reports, and you want to be able to compare back to previous periods, if you remove that GL account, there's nothing that's going to pull those entries then into your financial statements.
Right.
So you
don't do it.
Right? Or you run a trial balance report for 3 years ago where there was activity in that GL account, you're gonna have problems.
So if you had to put a number on it, what would you say? Don't even consider it unless it's been 10 years?
Right. I would say if you never plan on looking at a financial statement or a report that includes activity from that account, then you can delete it.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, gotcha. You should just block it. And also there are some limitations that prevent you from deleting accounts. So if you have activity in an account in an open accounting year, so like in your current accounting year, it will not let you delete it. But once you've run the close year process and you've rolled retained earnings into the next year,
then you can.
Then it would allow you. Now, in the newest versions, this is the last little tidbit, in the newest versions of Business Central, there's a field on the general ledger setup page that actually says allow deletion of GL accounts before this date.
Oh, really?
And you put a date in there. If you don't have a date in there, it won't let you delete the account because it says you must have a date in this general ledger setup field.
Gotcha.
But once you
it's
put
like
a
safety
date,
kind of, yeah.
Right.
Makes sense.
So they put that in there. But you could just go in there and say, well,
change the date.
You know, January of 2021.
Right.
And now it would let you go delete those
Everything.
Accounts. But we're saying don't do that. That's just going to cause you problems. You can also renumber that GL account to put an X in front of it or a Z or something, which would drop
that.
It down to the bottom.
Gotcha.
To remove it. But we say just block it.
Yeah.
And then you can always run reports and filters. They only include active accounts in this report.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. You can block it or drop it down or whatever, so it doesn't.
There's a lot of options for that. So these are our, which we nicely fit into the Ten Commandments of financial setups.
Listen, from God's mouth to Ken's hand, he drew these down here, and it looks really good. I mean, it's old scripture right here. I mean, it's good. We're gonna post a picture of this in the show notes. It looks good.
Yeah, so. I'm not gonna. The Moses of Business Central.
Right,
please.
There you go.
No.
You don't want that nickname, huh?
I think there may actually already be a Moses of Business Central.
Oh, that's great. All right, so there you have it: the 10 Commandments of financial setups in Microsoft Dynamics 365 Business Central. Next up, we've got our year in review. So
looking forward to this.
Yeah, good times. See everybody then.